This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, launching into the second hour of the program. You really can call in about anything that you want. We were in the middle of talking about a Bitcoin oasis, a Bitcoin paradise in Nevada that's planned to be built at this point. We're going to get into more of the story from the New York Times coming up here in a moment. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And then a religious seller just happened to call in, and he went off on why he thinks evolution is a cockamamie scheme and, you know, it wasn't real or whatever. And I don't understand the perspective of these ultra-religious zealots and why it is that they hate science so much. You know, to me...
Well, because science stands in the face of what he was saying.
Yeah, it conflicts with their view, so they have to get rid of it.
Well, it conflicts with their particular
view,
but...
You should use the term New Earth Creationist, I believe, is what that guy would have been called.
What is that?
So, you know, what would an old Earth be, right? It'd be millions of years old.
Oh.
A New Earth...
This is the 6,000-year-old Earth
right.
thing?
So,
gotcha.
You could call me a creationist, or you could call me an evolutionist, depending on what your preference is at any given moment, because I take this sort of middle-of-the-road opinion that although I believe in evolution... I think that there's some kind of creative force there as a guidance and that kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it gives pretty wishy-washy, mamby-pamby opinion. It doesn't stake anything out. I believe it, but it's not, you know, I'm not planting my petard and
I don't know
shaking
if it's
my
fist. Yeah, so every position you hold doesn't have to be, like, the
right.
most fringe thing ever.
Well, I don't even know if it's wishy-washy. It's just not the common view of it must be one or the other. Well, why can't
it be
both?
A pretty common view of people who just go about their life not caring very much about evolution.
Yeah, I think it's the most common view, actually.
Which one?
Mine.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I would agree with that. In the States, at least.
Okay.
So,
well, then the people who don't hold that view are very loud about their extreme views.
That's the problem with views, is that you get these hardliners who just make a big ruckus, and that's what you got. You got this New Earth creationist here who says that the world, he didn't say this, but he's pretty much going to have to say this. Yeah. The world's about 6,000 years old.
That would have been a question we could have asked him had we held him over.
The internet's full of it. You don't need to go asking those questions. It exists.
But it's entertaining to listen to the person. We had a lot of good questions for him. In fact, the chat room threw one in Baraka66, and it was right at the end of the segment, so I wasn't able to ask this. I didn't see it until it was too late. But we should have asked him who Adam's children were having sex with. Because, you know, he believes the Bible word for word. He's one of those guys. In fact, you mentioned the other night, Mark, that you didn't think there were that many of those people out there who are the biblical literalists. Well, there's one of them.
Yeah, they just live in the South.
I've heard people that claim that the Cain copulated with a monkey or an ape or with a pig.
Oh, I've heard some crazy stories about Cain.
The son of Adam. And
yeah.
Yeah. So,
he's the one that was banished for killing his
brother. No, to be clear, none of these crazy stories are supported by the Bible. It's just things that people made up to justify whatever unrelated craziness they wanted to justify.
Right, because a sixth grader could come up with the question, well, what happened to Cain? Because
the Bible wasn't crazy enough. They had to add some more crazy on top of that. And I guess, you know, what I'm saying is I just don't understand why they are so anti-science. I mean, from my perspective as a panentheist, somebody who believes that everything is God, ultimately science is just the process of understanding God, of, you know, understanding the world that we live in, which if you believe in God and God is the creator, you believe God created that. So science is just a way of discovering and testing that.
But he's not... trying to defend theism generally, he's trying to defend his specific version of Christianity, which is a literal interpretation of the Bible, which is not even supported historically. Some of that is clearly poetic, but that's beside the point.
Not to them.
So I understand why he's going to not believe in evolution because it conflicts with this other thing he believes in, But why he uses that as an argument against people who don't believe the other things he believes doesn't make any sense. Because you can, if somebody goes and disproves evolution and gets a Nobel Peace Prize, or not a Peace Prize, a Nobel Prize for disproving evolution, okay, then what? That now does what? Not therefore yeah. mean anything else.
It doesn't mean the Earth was created 6,000 years ago.
It also right. points out the thanklessness of this, these positions, right? Like, so the atheists would have you believe that they sit out there as this tireless, tiny little minority that is the most vilified group in the world, just speaking the truth to power and blah, 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 blah. When in fact, everybody's got their opinion, right? And their opinion is so marginal. Here we are. Theists disagreeing on a topic as, you know, plain as evolution.
You and I are theists. She's not.
She is not a theist.
Right.
But
I don't. Well,
no.
You are. But
hold on. You are a theist or no?
No, I'm not.
No. Okay. I didn't think so.
She doesn't take the hardest of lines, though. She can live with a theist without.
She's married to one of them.
Yes. Yeah, so without it, making her nuts.
Yeah. So were you done with your point about the?
Yes.
Atheists. Okay.
Everybody's got their own opinion. You're not special. Get out of here.
Well, no, you are special. You can call in and share your opinion with us on the radio. This is what talk radio is all about.
Just make a good argument. Like, disagree with me all day long, just make a good argument. Maybe I'm wrong, but if you just say, like, evolution is silly, well, that's not really supporting your position.
If we're going to continue to talk about the guy, we should have just kept him, okay? That's all I'm saying.
No, he was done. The toll-free right. number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I don't think there was really much else we were going to get out of him. So we continue here. Mark, you have a story about these Bitcoin billionaire, presumably.
Well, you just like the term because it's alliterative. There's no evidence that he's a billionaire.
Well, if you've got $300 million, you can just drop on a large plot of land and some sort of structure of an initial corporation with some employees to get a ball rolling on a speculative investment scheme, you've probably got more than $1 billion. The odds that this man had just $300 million sitting around, or that he only spent $300 million of his $500 million on this scheme, I mean, that's a crazily dangerous investment, right? Like,
yeah.
if you're going to make an investment of $300 million, you ought to have, I don't know, $3 billion, right? You ought to have a bunch more than that.
It seems to also be a ideological investment, too. So I can see somebody with $600 million dropping half of it on, you know, Bitcoin Town. Because it's not strictly an investment.
I mean, I'm not a professional investor or anything like that. I don't consider myself an investor at all. But my God, that would seem insane to spend
half of
your money.
Okay, but like, what's the worst thing that can happen? Okay, so I have $600 million.
You lose it all.
$300 million.
The worst thing is
I still got $300 million. I don't have to work a day in my life, and I can live however I want.
True.
Right. Whatever.
If you had $600 million and you lost $580 million of it, how's life?
It's not bad.
It's darn good. It's really, really good.
Anything that can be solved with money is solved. Like, that's all you can get out of money.
Right. I mean, you know, no Learjets.
Right.
Most of the time. No, no giant yachts to steam about the Mediterranean most of the time.
Yeah. I'm just saying he probably has $1 billion at least. Don't you think? Is it safe to say that?
I don't
think.
I think it from the standpoint of the press, where you can just, you know, if you for what passes for journalism out there, sure, just go ahead, Ian. It's fine.
I don't claim to be a journalist. I'm a talk show host. I have opinions. And my opinion is this guy's got more than $1 billion. Anyway, he threw $300 million at this so far, and the New York Times thought it was worth writing about. So,
One of the things is I'd like to backtrack a little bit.
And his name is Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns. Excellent. One thing I'd like to backtrack is they've given some numbers here, but every news story I've ever read, ever,
guess numbers wrong. Guess all kinds of things wrong.
Yeah,
sure.
And especially wrong on numbers.
All right.
So I don't know. Like
They're wrong. $170 million for 6,700 acres or whatever. We did the math. That's 25 grand an acre.
I've critiqued, as somebody who's bought more than my fair share of real estate, I've probably bought and sold more real estate than the majority of people who are listening to this show. So I would say that $25,000 for undeveloped acreage on arid land sounds like a lot. I would like to hear more about why it was worth that. Now, but if those are in fact the numbers, but again,
they are, yeah.
It's just a news story.
All right, but there's more to this story.
Yeah.
About what this guy's vision is for this land, some sort of a Bitcoin zone, basically, a Bitcoin place, city. We're coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number. number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. As Gene the Christian Anarchist in our Discord chat says, the dog is the best thing they ever put on that can.
She's such a good girl, too. Such a pretty girl.
We do have Jazzy Girl now as part of our cam setup in the studio. She's actually got two cameras pointed at her from different angles. So people who would like to see what Jazzy looks like up close, you get that now on our website, on our web feed, cam feed over at twitch.lrn.fm. You go to twitch.lrn.fm. You can also see her on the YouTube channel, but that's not in HD. So if you want the maximum, if you want the maximum Jazzy quality, you have to watch.
She's awake right now.
That's right.
Rush. Yeah. Yep. Cam.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, that'll get you there too. But twitch.lrn.fm will get you straight to our Twitch channel, and then you can follow there because I've actually been doing
Jazzy. She's dozing off. Hurry.
I've actually been doing Jazzy Cam streams of just LRN audio too. Mm-hmm. So just when Free Talk Live's not on,
yes,
and Jazzy's in her bed.
She's in her bed, yeah.
Then it's just 100% Jazzy.
With the LRN stream underneath.
Correct.
That's great.
So
look, it's getting a lot of views. I've wanted things that would get views. Well,
our cams have never gotten a lot of views, except for the one time when we were on a different platform called Ustream, and they put us on their front page once. And we got a lot of views.
They did that more than once.
Oh, did they? Oh, well, it didn't last, and the views didn't stay. So... but, you know, if we're there, and we've got a quality dog that you can look at. In fact, she's a great example of evolution. We were talking about evolution a moment ago because you guys were, you know, we were mentioning how humans put their hands into the evolution of animals and created all these different
selection.
Breeds. Yeah. And Jazzy is not one of those. She is what's called a Carolina dog. She is a dingo, basically, an American, as they call it, American dingo. And so she's basically what nature
supposedly
created.
A natural breed, yeah.
So you can see that.
Those are the better ones, though. People didn't really understand what they were doing when they started doing that.
Right, because there was all kinds of, well, inbreeding issues, apparently.
That's how you get, you select for certain traits, yeah.
And that has resulted in those other dogs being very weak in certain ways as well.
You can look for older breeds, and you'll be more likely to find,
a better dog?
Stability.
Okay.
That's not necessarily true in Great Danes who have some health issues and are one of the oldest breeds.
So you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can also join us online over at freetalklive.com.
One thing they can't select for in dogs is hearts of gold, right? So that can happen in any kind of mutt. It can happen in any kind of, purebred dog or anything in between. Is an animal that really fits for you mm-hmm. and your lifestyle. And, is just a good animal, and everybody's got their own criteria. That is something that it's the standard by which you judge every other dog of the rest of your life by.
I'm sorry, you put a good animal in a bad home, you're going to have probably a bad animal after some time, right? Because animals will adjust to their owner to some extent.
Sure.
You know, you want to have a bad dog, starve it and beat it. I don't care how good it was when it started.
I'm saying that for people who want to have a pet,
yeah.
that they have different criteria and that therefore different animals are right for them.
All right, there's more on the way here. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. Let's start with Sarah in New Mexico. We'll talk more about the Bitcoin town or city that is ostensibly going to be built in Nevada by a very wealthy person. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. Our bus drivers here, they're going to finally get a raise. So what I was told is once they get their CDL license,
mm-hmm.
They wind up going to other jobs that pay more. You know,
they drive buses without a commercial driver's license?
Well, yeah, it takes a CDL license to drive a buses, you know?
Yeah.
Not like a regular license.
Right.
And everybody, after they get trained, everybody wants them. And then they have no bus driver, so they have to be competitive.
Yeah. That's how wages work.
But, you know, something, I want them to get a raise because, they get thrown, hit with rocks. They get soda pop cans thrown at them and beer
Jeez.
Cans.
Where are they driving buses? Are they driving buses in
apparently.
Palestine? People are just throwing rocks and soda cans at
When's
them?
When's the last time you were on a city bus?
Yeah, I mean, have you ever rode a city bus in Albuquerque? I mean,
no, but that sounds really
Did you ever
insane.
Ride the city bus in New Orleans or in Louisiana where you lived?
I don't think so.
I never saw behavior like that when I was on the city bus in Sarasota, Florida, where I grew up. But that's not to say those things don't happen. You're saying those things, Sarah, I presume, because you've observed that behavior, right? Like, you've actually seen people throwing things at a bus driver?
Well, no, I have never seen one, but I get.
Oh, well, where did you get that idea then? Where is that, in a movie, or did somebody tell you they saw that?
No, it's on the news. They get stabbed, you know. I don't know. They what they do is they want to ride the bus for free. A lot of the homeless people, they want to stay on the bus and stay warm when they get to the end of the line, and they get very and most a lot of them are alcoholics. They get very confrontational. And,
okay, so all of that is going to cause people to quit this job. Like, the pay might be appropriate for just driving a bus, but maybe it's not appropriate for being stabbed and having to kick off homeless people every single night. Like, that's going to cause retention problems in and of itself. Like, I don't care how well you're paying them.
Well, the thing is, the increase in pay, I mean, it does help. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, it will help with retention, but if you're having bus drivers get stabbed on a regular basis, that is going to cause retention problems. I don't care if you're paying them $1 million a year.
It sounds like you need psych nurses with CDLs.
Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Let's go to John. He's in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, buy a car.
Listening online. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good. Go ahead.
I was just calling in because I was curious as to whether you had finished with the first story or not about the blockchain millionaire who bought up a bunch of property in Nevada. And, I mean, more broadly, I was just wondering, with projects like that going on, like, what area of, like, computer studies or whatever should somebody go into if they really wanted to start working with the blockchain and developing different things?
I think you could look for some kind of blockchain degree, but at this point they would be very, very new.
Hmm.
I don't know the specifics, but I would start working for a blockchain company and then work my way backwards at that point.
Well, right, yeah, because I was really just wondering, like, I don't know, like, what kind of computer or computing language or whatever. You know what I mean, like.
Yeah.
If somebody really wanted to start developing products or using this, you know what I mean? Using the
service. You know what? I think that this is one of the nights on the show where none of the hosts are really well versed in programming. I mean, I'm probably the closest of all the three hosts
the
studio.
Not terribly.
I took programming class in high school.
You have written your own programs, they're just pretty simple.
Not really since high school. I mean,
you wrote the program that caused the switcher program for the
okay,
cameras.
Yeah, I guess you could call it a program.
It's
but
a
it's
program.
It's a macro. I mean, it's okay. The most basic level of programming.
Yes.
Yes, I could have gone into programming, but I decided it was not as much fun as radio, so I did radio. Here's what I'd recommend.
You really want to work for a living.
Here's what I'd recommend. You go to the Discord chat over at discord.lrn.fm. There's a room about cryptocurrency, and I'd ask that question there and see what people in there have to say about it. John, thanks for the call tonight. We'll get back into that story coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
USA Radio News.
Democratic and Republican candidates nationwide will continue to make their final pitches to voters before Tuesday's midterm elections. President Trump hit the road earlier today and said voter enthusiasm is high among Republicans.
There's a great electricity in the air, like we haven't seen, in my opinion, since the 2016 election. So something's happening. We'll see. But I think we're going to do very well.
The president's final rally will be held tonight in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Multiple reports out there say hackers have attempted to breach the U.S. election system more than 160 times since August. Chris Krebs is the Undersecretary of Homeland Security. He joined CBS this morning and talked about the differences between 2016 and now.
So unlike 2016, where we had intelligence that the Kremlin and Russia was attempting to interfere with our election, we don't have that same level of understanding.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment. An early termination fee at AutoPay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free, take control of the airwaves here, bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. You've got Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Your property and your family are precious. You ought to consider protecting them with the Blink home security system. They are motion-activated HD cameras that are wireless. Set up fast because they're wireless. All you got to do is unbox them, put the batteries in, which last up to 2 years, by the way, and then pop them up wherever you want them around your home. It's easy. In fact, with blinkprotect.com/FTL, you can get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100. And Blink works with Alexa. That's because Amazon bought the Blink company. They like the product so much. There's no contracts, no subscriptions. This thing is amazingly priced for the quality, and it is HD quality. Live feed option in case you want to monitor it live, which you can do, or you can just wait until it sends you clips. You know, when something goes on in front of the camera.
That's what I do with mine.
Right, during the time frame you specify. So you set it up how you want it. Blink. Protect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL to save. As we continue here, we will take your calls and thoughts about anything. But, Mark, you had started a story about a very rich guy who's dropped hundreds of millions of dollars already on a plot of land and some kind of corporate structure. I don't think they've started building anything on the land yet.
There's some buildings.
There are. Oh, okay.
But, I mean, I don't. Yeah, there's some buildings.
Interesting. All right.
I can see a building in the background in one of these pictures.
And this is a New York Times story about a Bitcoin guy who wants to create some kind of a Bitcoin space, a Bitcoin city. Tell me more about this vision. What else about it do we need to know?
Mr. Burns has managed to win over local officials who are eager for economic development. Nevada's governor, Brian Sandoval, read a proclamation that named the blockchain's property Innovation Park at an event last month where Mr. Burns sat on a panel with the governor and Elon Musk, the chief executive of Tesla.
All right, so he's got connections.
Tesla's Gigafactory in Nevada, which had been described as the largest building in the world, is surrounded by blockchain's land. Companies like Google, Apple, and Switch also have properties in the industrial park that is surrounded by Mr. Burns' holdings. So
he bought land around megacorporate property and surrounded them?
I guess to some extent he's going to...
he's setting a ring around their property.
I guess he's going to... I mean, maybe that is what drove up some of the value of the land.
Could be.
This week, he announced a memorandum of understanding with one of the state's main power companies, NV Energy, to team up on projects that will run energy transactions through a blockchain. The Nevada County, where this is all located, Story County, has only about 4,000 residents and was best known until recently for its history of silver mining and its modern brothels, including one owned by a county commissioner.
What I did say earlier, it better be sitting for $170 million for 6,000-some acres. It better be sitting on a gold mine. Apparently, they did silver mining in that county, so maybe there's some extra benefit.
It's not called the Silver
land.
State for nothing.
Yeah.
The same county commissioner, Lance Gilman, bought the land surrounding the brothel, turned it into an industrial park where Tesla and Google are now located. Blockchain has already received preliminary county support for a new town along the Truckee River with thousands of homes. Truckee is sort of very close to the California border. I think Truckee is in California. Truckee River with thousands of homes, a school, and a drone delivery system, and it's working closely with the county on a broader master plan. This is beginning to make more sense, isn't it, Ian?
It's sounding a little bit more sensible,
But for now, blockchains is empty land and a repurposed office building. Mr. Burns said the company won't begin construction on the broader property until late 2019 at the earliest. After putting together the... And by the way, it's going to be later than that.
Yeah.
It always is with these things. You know, just the way it is. After putting together the master plan and getting it approved by the county, the office manager, 4,000 people, and these people want you to put together a master plan
for
them.
Of course they do. They want you to believe they know best.
These rednecks in the middle of Sandy County or whatever it is here are going to tell you whether or not this makes sense. The office manager for Mr. Burns' old law office in Los Angeles, Ioana Rodriguez, moved with her four children and husband to Nevada. He has these crazy ideas, but I know that every time he sets his mind to something,
he does it.
He will get there, says Mrs. Rodriguez, 29, who has worked with Mr. Burns for 8 years and is now the manager of the blockchain's office in Nevada. Huh. That's why I decided to move.
Wow.
Mr. Burns spent most of his
profession. She's a believer.
Well, she's a believer in him.
Yeah, funny.
And when you've seen enough, you know.
Yeah.
Mr. Burns spent most of his professional life on class action lawsuits, many of them against financial companies. He learned about Bitcoin in 2012, but was won over by another cryptocurrency, Ethereum, which makes it possible to store more than just transaction data on the blockchain. Mr. Burns bought Ether, the digital token associated with Ethereum, on a big sale in 2015, thanks to an astronomical increase in the price of Ether and some well-timed selling last year before it crashed. Mm-hmm. He became wealthy enough to fund his dream project.
Unbelievable. Good for him.
It's a good story. Ethereum is what he makes.
Ethereum billionaire.
Yeah, his community more than just a giant real estate project. To understand why requires more than a bit of imagination and faith. Every resident and employee will have what amounts to an Ethereum address, which they will use to vote on local measures and store their personal data. Mr. Byrne believes Ethereum will give people a way to control their identity and online data without any governments or companies involved. That is a widely shared view on the blockchain community, but there are significant questions about whether any of it can work in the real world. Most blockchain companies have failed to gain
any
traction.
What's this internet thing all about? Oh, it's just a fad. It'll never work.
Yeah. How many websites are still here that were here in 1998 when I got on the internet?
I don't know.
Yahoo. Google probably existed, but I hadn't heard of it.
No, I think they started in like 99 or 2000 or something like that.
AOL, there's probably
a bunch of websites that are still around. Just whether they're relevant or not is another question.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Not much. Things change, and winners and losers, the trophy changes hands.
But my point in saying that was there were people in the 1990s whose attitude towards the internet is the same as this attitude is towards blockchain, that they're talking, well, I don't know if this is going to do anything, if we can figure this out or whatever.
Well, that's one of the reasons that I question his whole thing here is that what he's proposing to let people vote on the blockchain. Well, that's A, suggesting that our election system is in some way or another so messed up that we're, you know, picking winners and losers at such a terrible rate poorly. Does that make sense? Like,
let
me restate myself. That the blockchain is the truth, right?
The blockchain being a public ledger in this case.
I think that the elections in the United States are generally close enough to the truth that we don't really need blockchain technology to fix that particular thing.
Well, there's what's plenty the problem of fraud is in that, elections.
The problem is that idiots get votes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem. He just wants to make sure the idiots' votes are counted correctly. If that's, or maybe he wants more direct democracy.
It's going to be a private town, so he can have whatever kind of setup he wants to, right?
If you dump enough money...
Yeah, if he has democracy, it's going to fail.
If you dump enough money into it, everything works. Socialism worked. Look at Detroit in the 1960s. It worked because there was plenty of money.
Ain't working now.
No, that's because the money moved. The money, the cheese.
That's what happens with socialism.
Moved. Yes. Well,
the people who are producers want to get the hell out of there.
Yeah. Well, if you give everybody a vote, they're going to start voting for their own benefits. I don't know what the specifics are of this
program.
Well,
yeah, but you don't know what they're going to be voting on. So who knows what they will allow people to vote for and what they won't allow them to vote for. We don't know what the corporate structure or whatever the ruling structure is
going
to be.
He's giving away 90%, he says.
That's what he says.
I'm curious.
It's a grand experiment. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But the statement about, well, we don't know if blockchain's going to be able to... Well, can you read the exact quote where you just left us off on this critical statement about blockchain?
There are significant questions about whether any of it can work in the real world. Most blockchain companies have failed to gain any traction. Ethereum and Bitcoin networks have struggled to handle even moderate amounts of traffic.
Okay. So
those are things that could have easily been said about the internet in 1993, 1997, people will say that about internet in rural areas in the United States. It struggles to handle even moderate amounts of traffic.
Hold that thought. We're going to continue here because I think that they are figuring this stuff out, and a lot of these companies have been tremendously successful, built from zero, a lot of these blockchain-related companies. There's more coming up here, though. You can share your thoughts with us. It's Free Talk Live. Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org. Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Drag and swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
I've dialed toll-free. And bring up anything you want. Talking about a Bitcoin city that is in the planning stages right now, apparently in western Nevada. We will tell you more about that coming up here. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Again, that number, 855-450-3733. And Free Talk Live brought to you by the AMP program. Listeners of ours like Juggalo Joe, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. And he's not the only Juggalo amplifier. There's another one named Ken. But
Juggalo Ken?
You know what? I appreciate anybody, no matter what type of music you listen to, because the Juggalos are the fans of the Insane Clown Posse, in case you didn't know that.
Yeah, I can't speak intelligently on that.
There's not much of intelligence to say about the Insane Clown Posse.
All right. But
that is what it is. So you're welcome to
if
support.
I was somehow defined by the music that I listened to in high school,
you'd be a punk.
It'd be a pretty narrow definition.
You used to have a mohawk.
Yeah, that's an accuracy.
Have you thought about bringing that back?
No.
I saw a guy with one last week.
An old guy?
No. Maybe he was like mid to late 20s or something like that. He was rocking it too. Like he owned that thing.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm glad he did.
It was nice to see. It was refreshing to see a mohawk in real life in the year 2018.
It's not
going to
be refreshing to see it on somebody with gray hair who's a little paunchy.
Well, you could bleach it and then color it.
Well, that's what I need to do.
Yeah,
I need a hobby.
Like a bright red mohawk.
As though I don't have
something.
Enough things to do with the fire department and the radio program and the jujitsu, I need to dye my hair, too, and keep up those roots.
Anyway, Juggalo Joe, thanks for being a Free Talk Live amplifier. He's a silver amplifier, which means he's giving $5 a month to the show that we take and we use to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live to get on more radio stations around the country. And it's a sad week in libertarian talk radio, as I mentioned last night. The Freedom Fiends show is ending. As far as the radio shows, it being a radio show is no longer
And so it's one of those weeks where we actually have to call the radio stations of the Freedom Fiends to try to crib their stations. Normally that's something we're happy about, like when, you know, Michael Savage goes off the air or something. Someday he will. You know, we're going to be calling those stations. We're going to be gleeful about calling those stations to try to bring them on board. But it's not fun doing it for the Freedom Fiends, which was a great libertarian show that is no longer in syndication and no longer on the radio. But that's one of the things we do, is we call radio stations. We talk to the program directors. Some of the AMP money goes to help market the show. So we advertise in Talkers Magazine, which isn't an actual print publication anymore, but it once was. We advertise in their emails that they send out on a weekly basis. And do other things with the money, which you can learn about over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. So, like, a new station needs a satellite receiver, we'll just send it to them. Whatever it takes to get stations on board and get them airing Free Talk Live, we're going
to
do it.
Yeah, if they need blinky boxes, we've got to give it to them.
And the AMP program makes that possible. So, once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com, like Juggalo Joe, and you can sign up there and get some of the cool perks that you get as a Free Talk Live amplifier. So, Mark, you were sharing with us this story about the very wealthy crypto guy who is putting hundreds of millions of dollars behind a vision of essentially a cryptocurrency blockchain-based city.
Right, Mr. Burns. He believes that one of the big problems has been security. People have been terrible at holding the private keys that are necessary to get access to a Bitcoin or Ethereum wallet.
Yes, that's absolutely true. It's one of the biggest problems when, you know, I've got a lot of experience setting people up with cryptocurrency wallets. I always reiterate, you have to back up your wallet.
Have to.
If you're getting a cryptocurrency wallet for the first time, I don't care if you're just going to put $10 worth of crypto in it. Back it up, because
and it's so easy to do now. All you have to do is write down 12 or 24 words.
And most of the programs will demand you do it in advance of letting you into their program. If it's a good program, it sort of like forces you into the process of backing it up. But there's always ways around it. And one of the ways that people have gotten around it is by doing a screenshot. And I'm like, no. I run into this all the time. I was just at a brewery here in Keene that takes cryptocurrency, and the guy there who's behind the bar was like, oh, yeah, I asked him, can I tip you with cryptocurrency? He says, oh, yeah, I got a wallet I set up last time one of you guys were here, and he never did anything with it. He had just kind of set it up. He never did anything with a crypto tip that was left for him, so it was an empty wallet. And I asked him, I said, well, did you go through the backup process? Did you write the words down? He was like, oh, I screenshotted that. Like, no, that's not
secure. Did he still have the screenshot?
It doesn't matter. You can bring up the words anytime.
I know it's not secure, but
the reason why
he could have lost it, and then he has nothing.
Well, no, you can bring up the words anytime.
If you lose the phone that has the wallet on it,
right.
Chances are good you're losing the phone that has the screenshot on it.
That's my point. That's why it's terrible security.
Yes.
But my point is, Mark, if he hadn't written them down or only had a screenshot or whatever, you can still go and pull up the words after the fact. You don't just see the words when you're first setting up the program. You just go in the settings and pull them up. And so anyway, I'm like, look, dude, I know you might only have $20 worth of crypto or whatever, and that may not be a big deal. But if you got $100 or $200 worth of crypto, it's going to hurt.
And it increases dramatically.
It's going to hurt if you lose it. And so take the time to write down these words. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, so he wants to address that with a custom-built system where people's private keys are stored on multiple digital devices kept in vaults so that no one device can gain access to the keys. He's already purchased vaults that are burrowed into mountains in Sweden and Switzerland.
Jeez.
And he plans to build additional vaults.
How much does that cost?
The mountains of Nevada.
How much does that cost?
I don't know.
This guy just paid $170 million for 6,000-some acres of land in Nevada, of arid land, and now he's saying he's got vaults built into the sides of mountains? That can't be cheap either.
It doesn't sound cheap.
No.
The other thing holding back Ethereum, Mr. Burns believes, has been a lack of real-world laboratories. His Nevada land, he hopes, will change that.
We already have that. It's called Keene and Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where you actually have the ability to spend cryptocurrency in real life. So
yes,
he could just move to New Hampshire.
If he gets a real city going, which this is imaginary at this point, but if he gets the city going, then it'll be a city.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, this is going to be interesting to watch this develop. I wish him the best. I hope it does.
I abs too.
We ought to approach him for advertising. Go do a live remote out there.
Already on it, buddy. This will either be the biggest thing ever, or the most spectacular crash and burn in the history of mankind, Mr. Burns said.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So he's admitting.
That is a man
who has a clear grasp right. on what he is doing.
He knows this could fail.
Any project could.
Right.
I don't know which one. I believe it's the former. But either way, it's going to be one hell of a ride.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, a guy who's right. doing with his hundreds of millions of dollars what he wants to do with his hundreds of millions
good
of dollars.
Good for him. What doesn't do you any good just dying with it.
No, it doesn't. And that's the point I was trying to make. If he had, you were speculating on his net worth. I don't know what it is. If he had $600 million and he spent $580 million of it on this project, and this project crashed and burned and was basically nothing, well, okay. But no problem. He's still got $20 million on which he can retire, and he'll be fine.
Right.
The last thing you want to do is leave it to your kids, and they go
those
ahead
ungrateful
and turn into little brats.
Okay.
That's the story.
Oh, that was it.
That's the New York Times reports.
Okay, great.
Boop, 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 boop.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's talk to Greg. He's in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg.
Hey, hey, how are you?
Hey, you're on the air.
So I just want to talk about the election coming up tomorrow, Tuesday.
And we're having an election?
I don't know. I heard
Dear
about
God,
it.
Who's running?
Probably people to the polls.
Yeah. Liars and thieves is the answer to the question.
Scum of the earth. Vote for Ian Freeman, State Senate, New Hampshire.
So, it's funny. I wanted to give my opinions about it, which I don't often do, left versus right. But I've kind of checked out of the political process years ago. I never voted. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I'm calling it the libertarian.
It doesn't matter.
It's a mathematically, statistically insignificant thing is what it is.
Exactly. I think that if you want to help your community, you can do it through enterprise, private enterprise, or helping. It doesn't have to be for profit.
Projects, but whatever it is.
Yeah, I think you could do a lot more. And I have been doing a lot more since I've been building, you know, the social networks. And we have 5 million people around the world using our stuff. So my views are, I believe, a man like Bill Gates or, Steve Jobs or Mark Zuckerberg changes the world a lot more than a Bill Clinton or in a positive direction, I should say, than a Bill Clinton or George
Bush. Right, because Bill Clinton and George Bush can drop bombs and change people's world in a really negative way.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Whereas if you make an iPhone, people are going to find their own reasons to use it, you know.
And they can use those to be creative, although many people just spend their time on it. We'll continue here, Greg. Hang on. We'll bring you back here in moments. Greg in New York on the line. You can call in, dial in, bring up whatever you want. Got a whole hour to go. Plenty of time for you to share your thoughts with us, whether it's the election or whatever happens to be on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Our number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, or call in on our Discord on air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.